Welcome to today's episode, where I'll be sharing three simple steps to ensure your success when automating your business. Now, when I say automating, I'm referring to implementing technical solutions, online solutions, digital applications, and things like that. These days, if you are not improving, scaling, or automating, you are unlikely to stay competitive in the market. And if you are wanting to boost productivity, efficiency, and profit, then automation is the one best decision you can make. However, without these three simple steps, automation may cost you more money than you first thought, could cause you more problems than you already have, or at worst, take your business backwards. Let's make sure you are successful when you automate your business and give absolute certainty with every decision you make. Get yourself comfy as we dive into today's quick win. Let's do it. Are you ready to work less, stress less, and make more money? I bet you're tired of working really hard, putting in crazy hours, and still not getting the results you know you deserve. How about we swap constant overwhelm for ease and grace and take your business to the next level? Imagine having absolute certainty with every decision you make. There's a way you can achieve it all without losing yourself. I'm Deb Field, quick win coach, business boss, and keep it simple CEO. I've been successfully taking small, medium, and large businesses to the next level for decades. Want to learn how? Go grab your favorite cuppa. I'm about to share powerful quick wins you can apply today. Let's create business magic with your heart at the center of everything you do. To put this into perspective, McKinsey claims that approximately 70% of automation changes fail. Now that's a high percentage, and you don't want to be part of that statistic. And I can tell you from lived experience, this number is bang on. Most fail, and failing costs a fortune, not to mention the disruption to business operations. The reasons they fail is important. Let's learn from those who have gone before us. Reason one, solving the wrong problem. This is such a business killer. Often we have a solution looking for a problem rather than the other way around. Beware the system salesman. I don't know about you, but those guys are hot as and they will sign you up to every contract going. Do not go to a system salesman to solve a business problem. The second reason why automations fail is poor change management. Not involving your team in the problem and the solution will cost you dearly. People don't like change and they need to feel involved. They need to feel part of it or at least kept in the loop. Another reason that things fail, poor training or rollout. Believe it or not, automation is a human endeavor. We must support our team with good training. They will need either new skills, new knowledge, or one-on-one support to make the changes work. And last but not least, the number one reason changes fail is poor leadership. And this is something we can take on. This is us as business owners. Now, often the business owners are so busy buying and implementing automation, they forget to lead their team through the change. Your leadership is critical if you want to successfully automate your business. Now, here's some statistics that are interesting. According to the International Data Corporation, global spending on digital transformation and automation is expected to hit $3.4 trillion by 2026. Yes, we need to be thinking automation or we are going to be left behind. And if 70% fail, this is a very expensive issue. Now, Accenture tell us that 45% of organizations are scaling up their cloud capability, 39% are scaling AI, and 36% are scaling all things internet. So this is where the money's going to be spent. Businesses are investing heavily in online capabilities. 64% of organizations say they need to build quality digital businesses to stay competitive in 2024 and beyond. So we've got to put our big girl pants on and get our automation going. Now, these are all big numbers, but don't let that worry you. I've been doing large-scale digital transformation and automation projects for a very long time, and there are simple steps to getting it right. We can implement it well, we can get the results you need, you just need to follow some simple steps. So today I will give you the secret sauce to successfully automating your business so you can be part of the 30% of winners that are out there in the business world. Yay us! Now, quick story before I walk you through it. I had a client that was told they needed a $50,000 computer application to resolve their business problem. Now, I've told you about this story before, but it's really quite pertinent now we're diving into automation. The issue was they were not meeting all deadlines for large manufacturing jobs. And we're talking million-dollar jobs. They had a salesman, remember I told you about that? They had a salesman tell them that this amazing system would solve so many problems for them and streamline their business. The business owners were completely convinced this would automate their business and solve their problems. Thankfully, when I caught up with them, they had not yet signed the contract. Yay! I sat with the husband and wife team, they were the business owners, and I asked them a series of questions. So I asked them, what is the cost of the solution? They told me it was $50,000. I asked them, does this $50,000 include training of all your staff? At that time, they didn't know. I said, does this $50,000 investment include any customization on the solution to ensure it fits your business needs? They said they weren't sure. I said, well, does the $50,000 include any update costs to the training to align any customization to your systems? She said, I don't know. So it was starting to get a bit scary for these guys. And then I said, do you have to pay any ongoing fees? They said, yes, there's an annual license. And I said, well, how much is that ongoing license? And they said, $10,000 a year. And I said, does this annual license include any upgrades to your system? They said, you don't know. I said, does this annual license include any product support? They said, yes. That was good. I said, how do you know this system is going to solve your current business problems? No answer. And I could tell by the look on their faces that they really hadn't known to ask these questions and they didn't know most of the answers. And they could feel it. Thank goodness they hadn't signed the contract, honestly. I spent a half day working with this husband and wife team to uncover their real business problem. See episode 3 for the way to do this. And from there, I facilitated a simple solutions workshop with the team to find the way to solve it. It turns out the new system they were looking at would not solve their problem and would have made the situation much worse by automating a broken process. Thankfully, they never implemented the system. They saved a bucket load of money and solved the problem simply with their team. Now, it doesn't mean they can't automate things. There's just absolutely no point to automate over the top of a broken process. Now, if you need any support in your business to uncover the real problems and to find the right solutions, you can reach out to me. Just email me at support@quickwinsforbusiness.com. I've currently got a couple of limited spots for clients wanting hands-on consulting or coaching or facilitation. And I can jump onto a Zoom call with you and we can work out together how to solve your business problems or at least identify them. So get in contact if you need any help. Now, before we jump into the three simple steps, there's a golden rule I have. Never automate a poor business process. Ever. This is a guarantee for failure. It will cost you time and money for a very long time. So, we will address the golden rule within the three simple steps. So, here we go. Are you ready? The three steps that you need to apply to ensure your automation is successful is 1, know why you want to automate, 2, know what you want to automate, and 3, know how to automate successfully. Now, I will expand on each of these steps with the hope that if you need to make changes in your business and automate it, or change systems, or put in new applications, etc., you will come back to this episode and walk yourself through the steps. I promise you, applying these steps will save you so much time and money, and this will make sure that you're part of the 30% that succeeds. Here we go. Step 1, know why you want to automate. And there's really only 2 reasons. It's either you have a clear and obvious problem you're solving. For instance, something's not working, the data's showing you there's an issue, or your team have raised a concern. Or you have a specific improvement you want to make in relation to time, cost, or quality. quite simple, right? There's two reasons to automate. So ensure you know your why. By the way, if your why is about solving a problem, make sure you identify the root cause of the problem first and fix it. If you're not familiar with structured problem solving, listen to episode 3, as this will give you the approach to confidently find the root cause of the problem. Whatever you do, never automate a broken business process ever. Really important. I may have said that a couple of times already, but it's really important, I can tell you. You need to fix the process before you can automate it. Listen again. You need to fix the process before you can automate it. If you have a problem, do not look for an automated solution until you solve the root cause of the problem. Please listen to episode 3 and you'll see the risks of not following this advice. It's critical. Okay, we're going to jump into step 2 now of today's secret steps to getting it right. Step 2, know what you want to automate. Okay, so once you've fixed the root cause of the problem, or you've identified an improvement you want to make, identify the process you're going to automate. Now, this is dead easy if you have a clearly documented business model. A business model is something I strongly recommend for every business owner. It is a one-page model that identifies your customers, your suppliers, your outputs, your inputs, and your end-to-end processes. Now, this model only takes about 90 minutes to create. If you don't have one, definitely reach out to me and let's get this done. The reason I go on and on and on about these business models is the way they help you know exactly where to put your energy and what to automate. They clearly identify your processes so you'll know precisely what you're going to change. Now, step 3, know how to automate successfully. Yeehaw! Now we're going to learn from all the failures that have gone before us. Remember that? Firstly, reach out to your network. Find out how others have automated the process within their business. Ask lots of questions. Find out everything you need to know. You will learn so much from them. In fact, you've got to also remember your business is unique, so it's not necessarily going to be the same as everyone else's business. But there will be processes that you can leverage from others where they have automated their business. Now, once you know some of the ideas that they give you, research the solutions, ensuring they will meet your needs. And then it becomes a decision about the cost versus the quality, and that is your business decision to make. Do not contact any sales team until you know your top 3 options. Please don't contact them. They are brilliant at sales and you will get swept up into a solution that may not solve your problem or may not automate what you're actually trying to do in your business. So be very careful. Secondly, we're going to implement your automation solution. Work with your team. Lead them. Let them know how this will impact them. Keep them involved all the way. And of course, if this is going to result in job losses, you'll need to tackle this well before any changes are communicated. Make sure you seek support and advice to navigate this situation with respect, care, and ensure you're aligned to your HR policies and regulations. Really critical. If jobs are going to go, you need to be very mindful of people and process. If you can, involve your team in the problem or opportunity, in the solutions, the options, and ask them how it can be implemented with their help. People love to be involved, they love to help, they love to get their hands dirty in the change of the business and things that impact them. Otherwise, you'll have a fight on your hands. Remember, one of the key criteria for success in change is leadership. Be the people leader your team needs in times of change. And finally, last but not least, measure your success. If you know your processes, you are likely to have baseline measures of how these processes are performing. If you are yet to put these in place, go to episode 10 and create your baseline KPIs. At the end of the day, you will only know if your automation has been successful if you have before and after data. So there you go. It is simple, but it's not easy. Change is always difficult and can add additional risk to your business. To mitigate these risks, Follow these three steps to successfully automating your business. Let's get real here. Automation can be expensive, but it can bring amazing efficiencies. However, if you implement the wrong solution, it can cost you a fortune. Just be really careful. So be very calculated when you're looking to automate your business. Follow these three steps, and if you want to make sure, reach out and I can jump on a Zoom call with you to brainstorm risks, issues, opportunities, and options. I can also take you through structured problem solving to ensure you fix the root cause before investing in automation. My invitation to you is please leverage my knowledge and experience. If I can help you, let me know. Email me at support@quickwinsforbusiness.com. And remember to let me know if you want to get your business model done. Go to quickwinsforbusiness.com/offer and get one of the limited sessions only available to my podcast listeners. Let's automate your business, get you amazing efficiencies, increase your profit, and reach as many customers as you can with your amazing products and services. I hope you loved today's episode and it provides value to you and your business. There are two quick things you can do to pay it forward. One, share this episode with other women you know and love. And two, take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcast. This will enable more women in business to receive this valuable information. Let's share the love. Finally, go to quickwinsforbusiness.com, get your free business checklist, and join our private Facebook community, where I'll be sharing additional quick win tools. Let's work together. Join me here next week with another exciting episode sharing more quick wins for your business. Have a great day.